A state prison in the North Country is now home to nearly 100 inmates, all over the age of 55. State officials say they transferred inmates to Adirondack Correctional because of the low coronavirus infection rate in the North Country. Advocates gathered near the prison earlier this week and called on Governor Cuomo to grant clemency to the inmates, who they say are at a high risk of getting seriously ill or dying from COVID-19. Emily Russell has more.
A group of about 30 people got together Monday evening along a busy road in Raybrook. They were all wearing masks and all kept their distance from each other. One of the advocates at Monday's rally was Jose Saldana. He's the director of the Release Aging People in Prisons campaign.
We're right at the front of the Adirondack Correctional Facility. We're up here because we want to bring awareness to a very serious crisis that may erupt at any time in this facility.
The new inmates at Adirondack Correctional were transferred here over the last month, some from prisons downstate that have had serious outbreaks of COVID-19. Saldana says if the virus spreads inside Adirondack Correctional, it could be a death sentence for the older inmates. About 80% of coronavirus-related deaths in the U.S. are people 65 or older. Just down the road at the federal prison, 11 inmates and at least 7 staff members have gotten sick from COVID-19.
Let them go. Hey, hey.
Ho, ho. Free our elders. Let them go.
Hey, hey.
Saldana and the other advocates here are calling on Governor Cuomo to grant clemency to all 95 inmates inside Adirondack Correctional. The Department of Corrections says the inmates were moved here to reduce their risk of infection. According to the Adirondack Daily Enterprise, a majority of inmates were tested after arriving in the North Country. They're awaiting the results. The paper also reports that more than 1,200 inmates have been released early because of the pandemic. But criteria for early release is strict. It's limited largely to nonviolent offenders who are within 90 days of their release. Saldana, who served 38 years in state prison, says the state should expand that criteria.
I was convicted of a violent crime. And today, I'm not only the director of a grassroots organizing advocacy group, I am also a board member of Senator Jamal Bailey's Criminal Justice Reform Council.
Saldana says older inmates give back to their communities. Local advocates at Monday's rally joined Saldana for his call for clemency. They also saw it as part of a larger movement. Some people held signs that read Black Lives Matter.
We as rural New Yorkers must speak up for the rights of our neighbors who are brought here to be punished or hidden away during a pandemic.
Zohar Giltis lives just up the road in Saranac Lake. She's co-chair of the High Peaks Democratic Socialists of America.
We also must speak up for the right of our community to sustain itself without compromising our compassion in the name of stable jobs.
Prisons play a huge part of the economy here in the North Country. There are more than a dozen state correctional facilities in the region employing hundreds of people. Martha Swan is the executive director of John Brown Lives, which advocates for racial justice and equality.
The North Country made a bargain with the devil over 4 decades ago by hitching the region's economy and our personal livelihoods to mass incarceration and the imprisonment of fellow New Yorkers, mostly and disproportionately Black and Latino fathers, sons, brothers, uncles.
According to data from the Release Aging People in Prisons campaign, more than 75% of inmates now at Adirondack Correctional Facility are people of color. According to the CDC, Black and brown people are 4 to 5 times more likely to be hospitalized if they contract COVID-19. Emily Russell, North Country Public Radio, Raybrook.